Nature Box.
Nature Box.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Box. Nature Box. And we lost them.
All right. They pulled out.
I've never seen someone pull a sponsorship in the first 9 seconds of an ad. We're just recording it now.
How is that okay?
How is this average? We don't know. Anyway, this episode is brought to you by NatureBox.com.
Oh, yeah.
We've done them before, and we'll do them again because you know what?
They're good.
Oh.
What?
Bad voice. Good snacks, bad voice.
So how does it work? $20 a month gets you nutritious and delicious snacks delivered to your door for free. You don't have to pay for shipping. These snacks are really, really good, guys, and they're pretty good for you.
Yeah, really good for you.
For example, full disclosure, they sent us free snacks.
Boom, baby.
Wow, big deal.
In your face, bitches. Guess what? Y'all pay 20, we get it for free.
So we can tell you firsthand how delicious they are. The salted caramel pretzel pops are yummy. Plantain chips are delicious. The sour cream and onion almonds.
All of them, actually.
That's enough.
You, I tried one handful. I said they were really good, and the very next day they were all gone.
Because I had a sour cream and onion tooth for And they have this new thing now called the snack catalog where you can basically choose your own snacks. So they don't necessarily have to choose it for you, though they can. And just as a special bonus deal for our listeners, if you go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou, you can get 50% off your first box. So that first box, just to try it out, will only be $10.
That's insane. It's a whole box of snacks.
For $10. And you get to avoid basically going to the supermarket eating bad for you snacks. What's it called? Unhealthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, eating unhealthy snacks.
It's better than Doritos. It's better than jerky. Better than Sun Chips.
And it's not...
Wait, what else is it better than? Cheetos?
Yeah.
It's better than Hostess Cupcakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's better than...
And it's not that expensive either. So please, guys, do us a favor. Check them out. It's a great way to support the show. And it's a great way to, bolster your little pantry area. I don't know what the fuck.
We all know you're looking to bolster your pantry area.
Oh, and before I forget, if you do sign up for NatureBox, forward us that receipt at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com so we can give you a shout out in the next episode. This episode was a very fun one to make. Not only did things get real, but they got really real.
Yeah.
Which is the first.
They actually got really real.
if you can believe that.
They really did get really, really real. So we really hope you enjoy this episode where we really, 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 really liked it.
Oh my God, he's dead. All right, let's get started.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. If I were you, show with Jake and Amir. Yeah, we started from the bottom, now we're here. Two of them a week, podcast of the year. Yeah, we started from the bottom, now we here. If I were you, show with Jake and Amir. Yeah, we started from the bottom, now we here. Two of them a week, podcast of the year. Yeah, Jake doesn't have his own home. Living at his mama crib, texting on his phone, saying, "Mommy, mommy, I just need some cash." She threw him the keys and he never brought it back. And Amir was a really late bloomer. Always playing GoldenEye, stuck on his computer, man. I just think it's funny how it goes. Two white dudes with an internet show, and they started from the bottom, now we here. If I were you, show with Jake and Amir. Yeah, we started from the bottom, now we here. Two of them a week, podcast of the year, yeah.
Did you like that?
I liked it a lot.
You like Drake?
Uh-huh. Yeah, here's a line I would have added. I use every single mic even when I'm in the cave because we started from the bottom now. We started from the cave now. Here. I don't know. I would love to collaborate with you, sir.
That's Riley Deacon who made that. It kind of sounds like Drake.
Yeah, Riley, do you want to do... let's do one for worst behavior, too.
What's that one?
Worst. Motherfuckers never loved us.
You're came right. Up. That's all me.
Oh, yeah, you like all me.
I only know two or three Drake songs. You know all the Drake songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All me for real.
No help, that's all me. What a mean thing to say in a song that someone else wrote, maybe for you.
Well, he wrote it. Somebody else made the beat.
Still.
Yeah, no, he got help for sure. I mean, other ones of his songs, like, I mean, he talks about, like, there's a song on his other, on Take Care that's, like, all about, like, thank you to his mom and uncle for, like, helping him when he was struggling.
Yeah, where was that when it's all
me for
real? I don't
know. It's not really about, like, the sentiment is, it's just sort of a dope song, you know?
Oh,
like,
you
have to take it. It's, I don't know. He's just doing a bit.
Take it with a drink of salt is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Drake.
The transformation is complete.
I'm finally Drake now.
Is Drake's real name Drake?
His real name is Aubrey Drake Graham.
He really turned that nerdy name into like a cool thing. Like Drake is a nerdy name.
Not anymore.
Yeah, just because he's Drake.
Drake.
Yeah, if somebody else is named Drake, it would be nerdy.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh yeah, Kendrick.
Like two of the most popular rappers now are named Kendrick and Drake. Remember when it was like Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
And Tupac. Now it's Kendrick and Drake.
Melvin the Rapsmith. Lionel.
Yeah, and Sean. Big Sean, but yeah. Sean.
Sean, nonetheless.
Sean. Drake, Sean, and Kendrick. The world's best rappers.
Hello, gents. I have a song that I think will really float your boat. It's about my dick being as large as an Eiffel Tower. Hit it, fellas. Was that Kendrick Lamar?
That's Kendrick, yeah.
He says, all my life I want money and power.
Respect my mind or die from lead shower.
I hope that one day... my dick be as big as the Eiffel Tower.
So I can fuck the world for 72 hours. God damn, I got bitches. Damn, I got bitches.
By the way, that's not how fucking works, right? If your dick is bigger, you can't fuck girls for longer.
Right, you also have to...
If it was as big as the Eiffel Tower, that would definitely prohibit you from fucking anybody.
Well, the world, I feel like in terms... like, the Earth's crust... and the size of the world, all in all relative to the Eiffel Tower, that's a tiny dick.
Yeah, it's a drop
in
the bucket.
Your penis is like nothing.
Yeah.
If you're talking about penetrating the earth?
Yeah.
No.
It should have been like as big as the Oberge Dubai Tower.
Yeah, or like the moon. Like what's something that could like fuck the earth and have it feel like it was being filled up?
I guess the moon, but an oblong instead of a sphere.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish his dick was that big.
Anyway, so that's how big I wish my dick were.
I think that's also, like, that's a little telling. He's basically shouting from the rooftops that he's got a tiny dick right now.
Well, not tiny, just smaller than the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, dude, but now we all know his dick is smaller than the Eiffel Tower. I never said jack shit about the size of my dick on this podcast, and that's why everybody assumes it's around the size of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, 310 meters tall.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
might not be true. So, how does this show work? Well... we dissect rap for about 4 minutes, so got that out of the way. Then we explain how it works, which is now. Then we take people's emails, ifireyoushow@gmail.com, people who find themselves in difficult places in their lives and they need some advice, so they come to us, and we do our best to guide them out of it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Hopefully it's always entertaining. Did I miss anything?
I think you added one sentence too much.
How dare you?
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but hopefully it's entertaining. That should just come through. Hopefully it's entertaining. Yeah, we don't have to say hopefully it's entertaining. Let's just launch into it, and we'll hope internally that it's entertaining.
You're a Tuesday morning quarterback. You do nothing, and then you critique.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tuesday morning quarterback, also known as a coach, buddy. Pretty important part of the football team. Tell you what. Yeah, I review the tapes and I critique my players.
I'm the offensive coordinator. Certainly, they can't play football, but you know, they sure as hell know what it is.
Yep.
They know what goes into it.
I get how it works.
They know what makes better players.
Motherfuckers never loved us.
What's that?
That's worst behavior.
Merce. All right, should we get started?
Yeah.
Why don't, for this theme, we'll give people fake rap names.
Oh, great.
So this first question, real question from real people, but we're going to give them fake names to preserve their
anonymity.
And this person is named?
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz writes, "Hey dudes, I'm a college freshman currently trying to make long distance work with my first serious girlfriend. She's having a harder time than me dealing with long distance and broke up with me 2 months ago. I took the breakup very hard and barely left my room for weeks. A month later, she came back to me crying and begged for me to take her back. I did, but later found out that she'd made out with 4 guys and blown 2 of them during our break. Even though we weren't together at the time, I can't help but feel like I was cheated on. Will things get better, or should I bail?"
Got a lot of responses to this question.
Really?
A lot of responses.
Okay.
Number one, I'll say, you weren't cheated on, so stop feeling like that.
But he was cheated on light.
No,
this
he
is
wasn't.
Diet cheated on.
This is not you.
There's cheated on, which is Coca-Cola Classic, and this is cheated on
in
zero.
In what world was he cheated on?
Because she felt bad to cheat on him, so she took a 1 month break.
It's not a break. They broke up.
Well,
she didn't say I need a break. I need to figure myself out. They
then
broke
she made
up.
Out with 4 guys, blew 2 of them, which is a very specific number that he knows. And then she wants to
very
come
specific.
Back.
I feel like if he had said she had blown 2 guys, I would have assumed that they made out 2.
Yeah. Does the 4 make out include the 2 blows?
Yeah.
Or is it 4 guys total, 2 of them blown as well?
I think 4 guys total. All of them got French kisses. 2 of them got French blowjobs.
What's French blowjob?
A French kiss on your penis.
Instead of pecking the penis.
The French, how the French do it.
So, yeah, I mean, like, if you don't want to cheat on someone, a good way to do it is, like, to break up with them for a month, get all your wild oats sown in about a month or two, blow a couple dudes,
This is not fair. This is not fair.
Why?
You're small-minded, closed-minded, and absent-minded.
So you're saying this wasn't this girl's plan all along?
I mean, not necessarily. She broke up with him. Maybe she wanted to be with other people. Maybe that was one of the reasons she broke up. But
yeah.
Then she had 2 months and she realized those other people weren't as satisfying as this guy. So she came back.
So do you think this guy should take her back?
Well, here's my problem with it. Unfortunately, this guy didn't also have the same, he didn't have the same experience as his ex.
No, he had the opposite where he was right. Just heartbroken.
So he's going to feel slighted that he was like sitting in his bed crying, super bummed. Now he's just thinking like, yeah, so that day that I like watched 9 hours of TV, jerked off 4 times and like didn't eat any food, she was sucking someone's dick that day.
Well, maybe not. 2 guys out of 60. There was just a 1 in 30 chance that she was, you know.
Right.
S-ing a D that day.
Yeah, yeah. With that math, there's a 100% chance that that dude getting blown wasn't you.
Oh, right. Very
you
nice.
You nerd.
Relax a little
Thank
bit.
You. I will. I will relax.
I know.
I try not to pull any punches, and I'm not about to start
and at
today.
At the same time, okay. You don't have to keep throwing
all right.
them.
That is true, but if they start, if I come out swinging, I'm not going to hold back.
Absolutely.
All right, now,
but if I duck, take
right.
it easy
back
on me.
Back into
I'm
our
very
respective
fragile.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, all
the
right.
The problem is I never, I come out and I
You're a loser, dude. Sorry. Shit.
Wow.
That was accidental.
No, it was not.
That was not me.
I see a post-it note on your palm that says, "You're a loser, dude."
I was talking to myself.
Say it in the third round and you'll go down.
All right, so yeah, I think he wasn't cheated on. I think that he wasn't even diet cheated on. I think that, like, this girl just didn't want to be with him for maybe a multitude of reasons. Maybe one of the reasons was that she wanted to be with other people, which is a valid reason to break up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
She broke up, did what she did. She
yeah.
didn't have a boyfriend. That's fine. That's legal. That's okay.
Yeah.
And now she came back. He found out that she blew 2 guys, but and that just, that knowledge just sucks to have.
Yeah.
I think it's up to you if you can live with it or if you're going to resent her for it and you're going to have a bad relationship. If you're going to have a bad relationship, if you won't be able to forget this, if you won't be able to move past it, then don't take her back and just say, "Hey, I'm sorry. I know you did your thing and I don't hate you for it, but I can't at the same time I can't be in a relationship where I harbor any
yeah
bad feelings for you."
I mean, taking her back at this point I think would be the weakest move ever. For 2 months, she'll just have that huge thing lording over you. Like, I was sad for 2 months when we were apart. You blew 2 guys, and now we're back together. How do you ever get over that fact?
I don't know. That's not necessarily lording anything over him.
But she has the mental advantage from here on out.
Well, that's the thing. You can get past it in your mind.
Well, who's to say that she's not going to break up in another year, want another break, blow 2 other guys, French 4 more, and then come back?
That's more valid. That is more valid. But I think
just because she blew two people doesn't make her not worthy of coming back.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend. If I were you, I would not take her back.
I think you just put too much weight into sex.
Well, I'm not necessarily that. I'm just a very small, proud, judgmental dude.
So if someone you loved, said
broke
hey,
up with
broke
me.
Up with you,
yeah,
and just blew two dudes,
yeah,
and she came back and she said, you know what, I sucked two dicks, but I didn't like fall in love with their families. I didn't make them laugh. I didn't think about them like in the middle of the night and wonder how their jobs were going and like want to connect with you on every possible level. Or want to connect with them on every possible level, you would say, you know what? You had another dick in your mouth, so we're done.
Yeah, I would say, why don't you go talk to the two guys that you blew? I suggest not doing it with your mouth full, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. I just think people are so much more multifaceted than just blowjobs.
I'm a black and white type of guy.
That's ridiculous. All right. So my advice is to search within yourself and decide if you can actually be in a relationship without harboring any resentment. It sounds like Amir is the kind of person who can't.
Kick that bitch to the curb, yo. What Drake song is that?
I don't think that is one.
You know what? When someone breaks up with you, you don't get a lot of opportunities to then turn the tables on them and break up with them. The fact that she wants to come back is a blessing because you get to tell her no.
Oh,
sorry.
She already
sorry,
came
you
back.
Can't come back.
She already
You've,
came back.
I've
crying.
Moved on. Actually, you hurt me, and I don't want you to do that again. And you don't have the right to do that again.
All right, then you're like
go then, S another D.
Then you're so proud that you're so proud that you're doing yourself a disservice.
Absolutely,
that makes
I
no
will
sense.
Die a proud alone loser before I take this girl back.
This you wrote this question.
Two Chainz takes. Oh God, I made a terrible mistake.
Hey, old question alert.
Hey, question alert. All right. next question.
Yeah, next question.
I need a rapsmith name, a local rapster, a rapster. Sir.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP.
Is that short for as soon as possible, Richard?
Yeah.
What's his famous song? Is that the song that goes ring ding 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 ring ding ding ding?
No, he does. He sings, or I mean, he's fucking problems. Though that's also, you know, I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
Yeah,
that's on his album. Though yeah. Drake and Kendrick are also on it. He does Wild for the Night.
Oh yeah,
be
that's
polite.
A great song.
I'm going.
That's actually him playing the kazoo.
Yeah,
that's what he means by Wild for the Night.
Wild for the Night.
Yeah. All right.
Asshole back, week back, the back, week back, the back, week back, the back. All right, go ahead.
All right. ASAP writes, hey, dudes, first time caller, long time baller. JK, I suck at basketball. About 2 months ago, I broke up with my girlfriend in an extremely kind and caring manner so that I wouldn't hurt her feelings. I thought things ended amicably, but new evidence points to the contrary. For about the past month, my ex has been putting me on a tri-weekly blast via Twitter. Her subtweets, which are definitely about me, are an insult to my character. She persistently claims that I am fake, and these tweets fill me with a white-hot rage. Should I tell her that the real reason I broke up with her was because she was very plain, below average intelligence, and not talented at anything? When adding up the pros and cons of breaking up, the only pro for staying with her was her exceptional sexual abilities. Be my moral compass. Love, ASAP.
Fuck your dreams. Shit. That's, it's interesting because if he tells her the truth, then it just does come out that he was fake the entire time, right?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Tri-weekly blast is not how you want to live your life.
Right. But I'll at the same time, you don't want to stoop to her level.
Right.
I think the best thing, what I would do, the best thing that he can do is to ignore it because
right.
That puts you above her. As soon as you get into that Twitter battle with her, she's dragging you down.
Yeah, you're on her level. Living well is the best revenge.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Hate is going to hate.
You don't want to fight blast with blast.
Yeah, that's it's a
all you can do once you've been put on blast. You really just have to
You have to hold your head high and say, you know what? I know in my heart of hearts that I didn't deserve this blast.
Yeah.
Least of all, tri-weekly. To be sure that is excessive, unfair, and unwarranted, actually.
I don't deserve these tri-weekly blasts. Instead, try a weekly blast. That way I'm only getting blasted once a week.
Fuck, try a weekly blast. How about try a week blast?
So, well, I mean, in general, if you were to zoom out of this specific example, the best way to really piss off somebody who's like yelling at you and trying to piss you off, trying to get your attention, is to ignore them. That's how they go away.
Right.
Like if I made a diss track to a popular rapper, he's not going to get down there and respond to me. But if like a big boy starts dissing him, then you only want to respond to people who are bigger than you.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Like we get tweets and hate mail all the time.
Not all the time.
Well, not all the time, but a couple. I would say tri-weekly.
You think I'm put on a tri-weekly blast?
Yeah, I'd say. Okay,
no, yeah, I guess like, that's what you always do. You ignore your haters.
Yeah.
You respond to positivity. That's it. That's all you got to do. And I think, the rap feud
equivalent.
I think we can't get swept up in that the way Kendrick and Drake have, you know?
Yeah, we already lost too many fallen soldiers, guys. We can't keep
tweeting. R.I.P. Tupac,
yeah.
R.I.P. Biggie. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
I honestly, every time I find any bit of success, I thank my haters.
Why?
Y'all make me stronger.
Why?
This podcast, this one right here, this was for my haters.
Wait, which
this
one?
This was for my haters. Today, this is for my haters.
This episode?
Yeah.
So that's what's up.
Nature Box. Yo, thank you for the money. Yeah. Guess what, haters? Y'all still listen to my podcast, and I'm still getting mad Skrilla, free snacks from Nature Box.
No, I am
rich as fuck off this podcast.
No, you're not.
You understand?
No,
and I owe every single dollar to my haters.
No, you don't.
Because you push me. You push me to leave you in the goddamn dust. So thanks for hating. Keep it up, baby.
So you would say this episode is brought to you by Nature Box and your haters?
Nature Box and my haters.
But
more specifically, my entire
snack.
Career, my entire life is brought to you by my haters.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So it's sponsored by your haters.
I feed off that hate, dude. It inspires me.
But you just said you're barely getting any hater aid.
I know I have to dig deep, but I get it.
In fact, sometimes I act like an asshole in public just so that the haters just crawling out of the woodwork.
Give it to me.
Yeah, I'll tweet some like pretty off-color shit about not wanting to give to charity, and then people start like hating on me, and that makes me stronger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I'll push people. I'll punch people in public. You asshole. You backwards man.
So anyway, the advice for this man is to ignore the hate. Stay above it.
Yeah, that's us being your moral compass. Anything else?
Yeah, no, that's it.
Jesus. All right.
Cheers.
Moving on.
Ciao, actually.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Ciao and cheers.
Do you know I started saying ciao? Have
Why?
You noticed that I started to say ciao?
No.
It started about 2 months ago. I used to say it as a joke to, like, you know, make fun of, like, I just think it's a funny, goofy thing to say.
Yeah, ciao.
Like, all right, I would say cheers, and then I would say ciao. Like, all right, cheers, ciao. All right, yes, 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 good to speak with you.
So and then cheers and ciao?
Cheers. I say, yes, all right, thank you. This was a nice conversation. Cheers, ciao, I bid you adieu. And that's, like, sort of my old exit to a conversation. But now it's so genuine that I say ciao. I can't stop myself. I just actually say it. Like I say it to friends and family. I don't often have like conversations with strangers where I need to like say goodbye.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Ciao.
Ciao. Like ridiculous.
You know what it means. You know what it is. And I'm saying it.
Ciao.
Ciao. 2014. The year of ciao.
Ciao's time to shine.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
You got a third rapsmith?
Lil Wayne.
Who?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Little?
Little. Lil. L-I apostrophe L, dude. Actually, I think it's just L-I-L Wayne. It doesn't matter. it's not little, all right?
What's his famous song?
Oh, man. He has so many. Like a lollipop.
Yeah. I don't think I like Lil Wayne.
What? Yes, you do. Is I got that good cushion alcohol.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
I got some damn bitches. Give a fuck about those haters, man.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. He's the same way as you. He doesn't give a fuck about his haters.
As long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
That song has the funniest line in it. He says, It's so sweet. He's like talking about a girl. He's like, she says, baby, I don't make you mad. I just want to make you proud. I said, girl, just make me come and then don't make a sound.
That you think is sweet?
I think the girl's being sweet. It's like, I don't want to make you mad. I just want to make you proud. And his response is, baby, just make me come, then don't make a sound.
And that's okay. That's okay to be part of pop culture.
Lil Wayne has that line that you like, R.I.P. rest in pussy.
Oh yeah, that's funny.
Lil Wayne's hilarious.
At one point, he's just in the middle of a song, he goes, R.I.P. rest in pussy.
Pussy tastes just like heaven on earth. R.I.P. rest in pussy.
How is this okay to be on the radio? Like, we're so, like, as a society, very uptight and, like, prude. Like, whoa, let's not put any boobs on TV. We can't swear.
Well, that's not on the radio.
But then, yeah, sometimes on the radio, a guy will just be like, I just want to make you proud, so make me come and don't make a sound.
Don't think they play that. We're listening to that song on my Spotify usually.
But they probably play it on the radio with, like, that one word gone.
I guess that's true.
It's like, girl, just make me and don't make a sound. Yeah, everyone knows what it is.
I feel a heartbeat. I'm chest to chest with this bitch. Now turn around, face down. I'm arresting this bitch.
That's Lil Wayne too?
Yeah, it's dope. It's the same song.
So like his thing is sort of that he likes coming and bitches don't make a sound.
Right.
What his haters. And I guess that's basically it. He loves bitches and hates haters.
Yeah, and he likes syrup.
There should be baseball cards for rappers that you can see, like, his hates, stats. Likes.
Right, like how much Lil Wayne likes ass, how much he likes pussy, how much he likes weed, how much he likes cars. Because I don't think he likes cars very much, but I know he loves pussy.
Yeah.
I think.
What about Drake? What would his likes and dislikes be?
Drake's sort of like, I feel like most of his songs are about being number one.
Yeah.
He likes pussy, but in sort of a more remorseful way than Lil Wayne. Drake has some guilt to him.
Isn't there a line about like, I don't even know how much I have? I forgot. It's a lot.
Fuck that. Never mind what I got. Came up. That's all me. Yeah.
I like saying never mind in a song. Like you wrote the first part. You can just delete it. Like, yeah. Fuck it. Never mind what I got.
Well, that's Drake, man, showing you that real shit.
Yeah, that good cushion alcohol. All right, third question. Hey, guys, this is a female. Can we get a female name?
Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj? She's a rapper, not a pop star? She's both?
Both, yeah. You ever hear her rap?
Yeah, I guess so. Gonna get a beach, let me get away. I guess that is rap.
What
do female rappers rap about if not fucking bitches, cars, and money?
I was just, Nicki Minaj has a great song with Drake, and it's, Nicki Minaj talks about like how wet her pussy gets and like how good she is at sex a lot. That's what Lil Kim used to rap about too.
So she raps about fucking guys.
Yeah, one of her lines in that song is like, and I always ride slow when I'm straddling, and my shit's so wet you gotta paddle in.
Jesus Christ.
Row your boat.
Row your boat.
Yeah, it's great. Good shit. Good song.
All right, Lil Kim writes.
No, not Lil Kim.
Oh, shit.
Nicki Minaj. Lil Kim's in jail.
We're not giving her anything.
She's a fucking felon.
She doesn't deserve this. All right, Nicki Minaj writes. Hey, guys. My boyfriend and I have been dating for about 4 months. We're both 24, and I think this is the real deal. He's wonderful, smart, caring, and as close to perfect as someone can get. We get along very well and have yet to get into an argument, and I'm pretty confident that this is the relationship that will last a long, long time. Now for the question. We haven't said I love you yet. From my understanding, the general rule of thumb is that the guy says it first, but I often find myself holding back from saying it with him. I really think I love him, and I kind of just want to yell it from the rooftops, but I also don't want to rush saying it. What do you guys think? Should I say it? Should I wait for him to say it first? Thanks. Nicki Minaj.
Shit.
Real question.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you, that's the answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Shit. I don't know, Nicki.
This is a hard one because you don't have too much experience in this because there's only so many people you can love. It's not like a hooking up question.
Yeah. It's sort of like the question we had a week or two ago where,
The payment, who pays?
Yeah, who pays on a date. Like, it is like, I feel like it is one of those rules of society that the man says, I love you first. But it should be okay for the girl to do it.
You think 4 months is roughly the range?
The Sadie Hawkins love.
What do you think is a good range of like saying I love you? 4 to 8 months in?
Yeah, I'm trying to think back on like my past experience. I think it's like usually
for you it's like within the first 3 weeks.
Well, I know within the first second, but yeah. I hold back for as long as possible.
Like a week and a half.
I feel like 3 to 4 months is a nice
range.
Cause yeah, then, I mean, it is good. It's good to have that, like those couple months where you're just like, I have a crush on you. I like you. It's so playful and nice. And I feel like that's probably the time when like the love is actually most intense. And then right. You like a couple months later, you acknowledge it. And you're like, hey, this is, I actually love you. And I maybe did for a couple, maybe I did this whole time.
Well, here's the thing that I can see is like, the first 2 to 3 months, it might not be love. It might just be this intense physical crush that you have.
Infatuation.
Yeah. It's like this exciting new feeling that may sort of be love, but might just be like love's cousin or something. Diet love. Lust or something. You're just like so into the person because it's new and fresh and exciting.
Right.
Maybe you should wait for that to die down, get into this the plateau of the normal phase. And if you still like the person, maybe that's what the love is.
Yeah, but I feel like you always want to be taking like, you want to be like growing, not plateauing, just like up, 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 up.
That does rhyme, but you can't keep that. This
growing, not plateauing.
Yo,
showing. Yo, this bitch, she be knowing.
Showing, ever growing, not plateauing. It's a sowing. Sowing?
Sowing?
Sowing your wild oats.
Because we flowing and I'm going where this Boeing is.
Wow, way to reference Boeing.
Yeah, this episode is brought to you by NatureBox, my haters, and Boeing.
Check out the new 757 S-Class.
Don't forget to use the words Jake and Amir as you're boarding to be detained by the TSA.
Upgraded to business class select. What were we talking about? Oh, you can't keep that rate of growing that you have in the first 3 months. That's impossible. You can't keep that up.
Right.
I think there's
something that the first 3 months that I feel like that is love. I feel like love is so, it has many, many different forms, and that's definitely one of them. That right. Like where you're finding everything out about somebody and it's super exciting and like you don't feel that intense again in the relationship. You know?
So you're saying that's also love, or that is what
I think
love
that's
is?
A version of love. I think that like you can make it more real later on by like grounding it and putting your actual roots down.
But I also
don't know because I'll never experience it. But that's what I wish it's like.
Are you okay?
I'm crying actually.
your chest is vibrating.
Here it goes. Is this what crying feels like? No. Okay.
I just had gas.
That was I got up to the brink and I just burped and that was it.
I was just tapping your back until love or gas came out. But I don't, well, first of all, love can be anything because it's sort of like amorphous. Like you can say, I love you. And sure, if that's true to you, then it's true.
Right.
Just by default. But I think if you think that's love and then you can feel love 4 to 5 times a year, then it's not really love. I think that's too often to feel love. You can't feel, I don't think you could feel love that often. You only have a finite amount.
Well, you can't because you're a robot.
Yeah.
You're a robot.
What is love?
It's weird because
baby, don't hurt me.
Neither of us will ever feel it because you're a robot.
Yeah.
And you're trying to break down like the mathematics of love to, you just put like 3 or 4 months, that's like 4 times a year. So I don't know if that's enough to feel love. And I'm just, and I love like 95 different people in a week. So it's like, oh, that's not real love either.
Right.
So yeah, we're both fucked. Thankfully, her question was, "Is it okay for the girl to say it first?"
Yeah, we got too real. I think
we don't know what
we got real.
Basically, we've outed ourselves as not knowing what the fuck love is. But
two very
thankfully, we can still answer this question.
So,
I think it's okay for you to say it first, but I feel like it will mean more to you if he says it first.
Sure, it always means more when you're not asking for it.
Right, so just wait. You can wait. There's ways to show your love and like show your appreciation and show your affection.
But why are you telling her to wait?
Because I want her to like, I don't want her to like say I love you and then he says it back and she's like, oh no, did he only say it back because I like forced him? It was so like I was the aggressor. Girls never say I love you first, and now I like made him say it.
First of all, I've never heard that rule that girls never say I love you first.
Really?
Yeah, I've never heard that rule.
Have girls said I love you first to you?
Well, for me, what if I'm like this guy, this 24-year-old, and like I will never say it first just because I am an emotional robot and I have
to, like, never said it first?
It's always like come out of a conversation that I didn't start. So I might have said it first, but it was a conversation that was initiated by somebody else.
It comes out of a conversation? Yeah. Not just like while you're...
Yeah, like defining what we are, who we are, should we take the next steps? Yeah, I guess I think I do. It's never just like I grab this person that I'm with and I'll be like, I have to tell you something. So this guy might be like me, not very much in touch with his emotions. And especially at age 24, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
At age 24, yes, you do.
Well, I'm saying you're not emotionally all there yet, maybe. And he might be waiting for her.
At age 24, I had already said I love you to 3 people.
Right, yeah.
That
doesn't shock me.
That's not a lot. But each one was like, you know, I felt
Were you
romantic.
Always the first one and it came out of nothing?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're better than me.
Correct.
Great.
Okay, it is great.
So, yeah. How dare you not come to my defense?
I'm throwing myself under the bus in hopes that you'll rescue me.
Or at the very least, bump the brakes. But what you're doing is parking on my spine.
I don't know. I guess you can say it first. I've had girls say it first to me, too.
Oh, you loser.
Well, I mean, I can't help it. You know what I'm saying?
What's that? I can't hear you barely.
Is what I said.
Douche.
I guess it just meant, like, if you just want to say it, then say it. But if you, like, want something more out of it, like you want to feel his love, then I think you have to wait.
No.
Okay. Well, it's good when we disagree. So you think she should just say it?
Yeah, I guess if you're feeling it, you should say it. Or broach the subject and see how he reacts. You don't have to go full on. Dip your toes in the love water. See if anything comes out.
Yeah.
But there's also no shame for waiting for another month or two.
Sometimes you just got to be a man.
Girl?
I'm talking about that dude.
Did you know about this rule where the guy has to say it first?
Yeah, it's like the guy pays for the... I'm not saying that I agree with all of them, but like...
Yeah, but I've heard of guy pay for dinner.
Guy pay for the date, guy proposes, guy asks the girl to the dance, guy says, I love you. That's just like the way we're conditioned to think it's supposed to be.
All right, if you say so.
I'm not saying it's correct.
Right, but I'm...
And I'm also saying that you can say I love you if you love him and you want to say it, but if you want to feel like he did it first, you want to feel more secure.
Right. But this girl can be waiting forever if it's a dude like me.
Right, but maybe there's ways that she can make him want to say it. You know, there's nice things that she can do, romantic gestures that will make him realize, I love this girl and I'm going to tell her.
All right. The last question sort of has to do with the types of people we are. So do you want to take a break or do you want to just get straight into it?
I feel like we took a break with all the rap talk.
Yeah.
So why don't we just do it?
All right, so give me one last rap question. Give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap. You can have it back.
So Dr. Dre.
Okay. So Dr. Dre writes.
Dr. Dre says,
nothing, you idiots.
Dr. Dre's dead.
He's locked in my basement. We never gave props to Marshall Mathers throughout this entire rap podcast.
Yeah, and he's a rap god.
Yeah, why be a king? All right, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So I'm not the best looking dude around, but that's not the problem. My charismatic extrovert personality attracts plenty of ladies. The problem is I'm not really interested in a relationship at the moment, but still have the base physical needs. I've tried being upfront and honest, but I just feel like a shitty individual, even when they say they're up for it. What's the best way to ditch my morals and go about hooking up with someone without possibly hurting their feelings? Thanks, guys. So... Simply put, this guy wants to go from a me who like overanalyzes and is hyper aware of other people's emotions to a fault that they can't even like let loose at any time because you just feel so bad, or like you start thinking about the implications of what tomorrow will bring and what you should text and do all this stuff, to someone like you who doesn't consider consequences, also maybe to a fault, but maybe he wants to find himself in the middle of these two things.
Right.
So, can someone turn from a me to a you?
I think, personally, I thought about this recently.
What's harder, me going to the middle of In Between You and Me, or you going into the middle of In Between Me and You?
I think we're both fucked. I think we're impossible stuck. For both of us.
Because we're stuck?
Yeah.
Because of our age, or just how our brain is wired?
Well, I guess maybe it's easier for you to do it because you have more willpower than I do.
So I can just, like, in a weird logical way, create a reality where I have to logically let myself go.
If you turn it into some kind of game, I think you can do it. Because you love like mind games.
Yeah, I just have to consider it a way to improve myself, like a Rubik's Cube or running.
And me, I'm just like, I'm stuck completely. I'll never change. But I do think there's one thing that he's talking about that he could get over and will make it easier.
Which is?
Well, he's viewing being like sexually free, and you know, he's viewing being a sexual being as something that's bad.
Right.
He's thinking of like sleeping with random people and, you know, talking to different girls as like a negative.
Right.
Where I don't think that you necessarily have to be an asshole to sleep with a lot of people. I'm nice to everybody I fuck.
Right.
I think there's just like,
so what's the problem?
That I do it to too many people, and it gets like over, and then I don't know, because then I, well, if it's happening to too many people, then it's rude, then I get mean because I'm like leaving people hanging and like leaving them confused.
But are you not upfront with these ladies being like,
I don't think there's a reason, you don't have to be upfront.
Yeah.
It's weird to meet somebody in a bar and be like, hey, you're really cool, but I'm not looking for anything serious. We're like, okay, neither am I.
Right.
Why are you putting on that on the girl? Like, the every girl that fucks you is looking for something serious.
Right.
You know?
But some people are, just by playing the numbers.
Right, but I think you can find that out, and then you can tell them. As long as you're not stringing anyone along, as long as you're never lying, as long as you're never ignoring anyone, as long as you're never talking shit about anyone, as long as you're never ever giving them a negative experience, or as soon as you start to, you emphatically apologize and stop.
So whatever those things are you not doing that you consider bad?
Well, I haven't been doing this in like a month now.
Right.
Since I moved, it's a long time for me. Since I moved out to LA.
Okay, but 3 months ago, what were the bad things of those things that you were doing? Were you stringing people along, lying to them, giving them a bad experience, talking shit about them?
I never talk shit, never mean. I string people along where like I'll sleep with somebody. It's a positive, fun experience. Everyone's having fun. I'm nice. We're liking each other. And then they're like, they want to hang out again naturally because, you know, people who have a nice, positive sexual experience with someone think that it's normal to have
to want to do it again.
Yeah. But I like sort of freak out. I'm like, if I do it too many times, then it's going to be like a regular thing. Then they're going to expect something of me. So this is the part where I should be like, hey, I'm like, I don't want to see you. I'm not looking for anything serious. But instead, I'll be like, hey, I can't tonight, but I really want to see you next week.
When it's not really the case.
Right.
Because you don't want to be mean to them.
But that's the thing. Sometimes it is the case. Sometimes I really don't want to see them that week, but I really do want to see them the next week.
Right.
I think it's just like, it can be confusing for people. And it gives me some guilt, but also, as long as I'm always upfront, always honest.
You never feel too bad.
No.
So maybe that's what the advice for this guy should be is... there's nothing, you're not doing anything actually bad, so you have nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah, just get over that guilt.
Yeah.
And then I think it sounds like you have a good moral compass here. So if it starts to get bad, then you'll know.
Right. What's the best way to ditch my morals?
Realize that your morals are flawed.
Yeah, you don't want to be, I don't know.
It's sort of like what they did in Vietnam, you know? You have to dehumanize the enemy. So,
yeah, put propaganda of 28-year-old hipsters around your apartment.
What you need to do is just realize that like the thing that's holding you back from killing these Vietnamese soldiers isn't real. I'm not sure exactly how this works, but
but there is a way to brainwash yourself with propaganda.
No,
I
genuinely think that he's like making a bad thing when it's not a bad thing.
Right.
Just realize that it's okay that girls have fun having sex too.
So what would your advice be to me to loosen up if I'm too much to the other end?
I mean, you've loosened up a lot.
But there's still like, oh, this this person is actually pretty cute, but she said this one thing or does this one thing, and I'm just not even going to interest. I'm not. I don't even want to ever talk to her
right.
again.
I guess
I
like
would, do not want to hang out with them again
because they do one bad thing. They right. have one bad photo on Instagram.
You're right.
Like, I will scrutinize this one thing.
Yeah, I guess you just have I to don't like, want to meet up with them.
I don't know. You have to look at bigger picture stuff, but that's hard because I mean I sometimes do the same exact thing.
You're too judgmental.
Not too judgmental, but like I'll like hone in on one thing that I don't like, and it'll like ruin an experience for me.
But you won't let it stop you from trying to sleep with somebody.
I'll let it stop from me from trying to sleep with them a second time.
The way I act towards women is the way you act towards women after you've already slept with them.
Right? Yeah. My baseline is that I have to fuck them.
Okay. Now that I fucked them, now I'm on your level, and I'm already there.
Right. I think I don't know. You have to be having more fun than you are. Turn it into a game.
Turn it into a game. Quantify the experience.
Oh, no.
See if I can rack up my number.
Absolutely not.
Do you care about your number? Do you get excited about numbers?
Like,
I hooked up with this many people in this many days. Oh, that's a fun little streak. Oh, I have this many people in this month. Oh, I want to try to, like, break my record.
I don't think I care. I mean, I think I'm aware of numbers like that, but I don't care about them at all.
It doesn't drive you. You're not like, oh, I want to hook up with this person because then that'll make X in Y days.
Oh, no. I'm all about like an experience. Like, I want to have this experience right now. And then afterwards, I might be like, wow, I've like been with this many girls this week or something.
Right.
But it's never about like, all right, dude, I got to get my numbers up. Last week, I hooked up with two girls and that was shitty.
It's like Glengarry, Glenn Ross. They're just trying to like hit quotas.
Oh yeah, no, I have like no quotas at all. I always just go on my feelings.
These leads are weak. You said another good thing yesterday. We did Alison Rosen's podcast. You're like on day two, she's never new.
Oh yeah, we were talking about how I can't. I think you were saying a girl like any girl that wants to date me, like her biggest problem is that she's not 12 girls.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, like I just need new things all the time. And then
right.
I said, on day two, she's not new. Which, the douchiest rhyme ever.
But it's pretty cool. I wouldn't wear that. You're wearing it on a t-shirt right now. I wouldn't do that. Wearing that.
I also have hash mark tattoos of every girl I've ever Frenched.
And then on my other leg, it's all the girls that I've blown. So I try to keep the ratio as high as possible. All right, cool. That's it. That's our advice. That's our show.
That's
our
show.
Episode.
That's it.
If you guys have questions of your own, you can email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you have theme songs like Riley did at the beginning of the show, or even if it's not as good as that, just because the Drake one was pretty much pretty baller. No, we've had some awesome ones. Send those in as well. We start and close every single episode with one. This last one is actually from somebody who decided to keep his name anonymous too. I don't know why he didn't want credit for coming up with a good song, but do we have one last rapper's name to say that this person is?
Yes, this is Kanye West.
Kanye West is going to play us out. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Thursday, another bonus episode then. Later.
If you're having any problems in your life, Jake and Amir will give you some advice. Though their answers might not always be right. If I were you, the show starts now.
That's it. That's our episode. Once again, thank you to NatureBox for sponsoring it. That's naturebox.com. And if you go to naturebox.com/ifiwereyou, you can get 50% off your first box of snacks. Check them out, y'all. Thanks.